Some sobering news today about the nation's health. Life expectancy in the United States declined between 2016 and 2017, according to the Centers for Disease Control. It is the first time U.S. life expectancy has fallen in a three-year period since World War I. Health officials attribute the small but significant dip to what experts call diseases of despair, drug overdoses, and suicides. Let's bring in NPR science correspondent Richard Harris. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Jeremy.
So an American born in 2017 can now expect to live 78.6 years. That is about a month less than those born in 2016. Doesn't sound like a lot, but it is considered a pretty significant dip.
Yeah. And that's, of course, an average. So it doesn't mean that every American born in 2017 will live that long. But I should say that 1 year alone is not that meaningful. But it is the trend that's causing the heartburn. And, you know, life expectancy has been getting steadily longer for decades. And having it plateau or even falling back, as we're seeing now, is not a good sign. And this started showing up in the data 3 years ago. Last year, it turns out that the life expectancy flattened out. We thought it had declined, but the data were revised. And it turns out it was no better than the year before. And it's possible that this year also, when they revise these figures, that it won't actually appear as a drop. So as I say, one particular year doesn't matter. But when you see the change over year after year, which seems to be piling up now, that's what's giving everyone heartburn.
And it is really about a spike in death among young people bringing down that number. And these people are dying because, as we said, of suicide and drug overdose.
Yeah, and also accidental death, you should mix into that as well. Drug deaths in 2017 were their highest ever, over 70,000 deaths in this country from drug overdoses. And, you know, that's far more than traffic accidents ever claimed. And this is due, of course, to the opioid epidemic, which we've been hearing so much about. But it's also important to say that suicide is a big part of that picture. And they're related. The same despair that has driven some people to drugs has also driven others to suicide. And, you know, and actually some of the accidents deaths may be just people who don't care anymore. It's like, they're not being precious enough, thinking preciously enough about their life to say, you know, I really have to drive carefully or whatever, because whatever happens, happens. So they all mix in and add to this story of despair.
But we have started to see some encouraging signs when it comes to the opioid epidemic. Maybe in some places, the number of deaths hit their peak last year, that they're not as bad this year. But when you look at this number, what does it say about efforts to curb that opioid epidemic?
Yeah, well, the story has not yet been told on this year. So there's been some preliminary data that suggests that things are leveling out, but I'll believe that when I see that. Mm-hmm. What we are seeing is that the efforts are uneven. We've seen some improvement in states that have risen to the challenge and are actually trying to treat addiction, but there's still far too few resources being applied to this problem. And so you see some places where it's getting better, some places where it's getting worse. And in the meantime, these very inexpensive and dangerous synthetic drugs are showing up. And people may not even know they're taking them, which is part of the problem. They don't know what dose they're getting. And that's really driving a lot of this, is these synthetic drugs that are so dangerous.
And heart disease and cancer still the top two causes of death in the U.S.?
They are. And it's interesting, though, because when you look at the long-term trend of heart disease, since the 1960s, actually, most of the improvement in life expectancy in this country has been due to a very dramatic decline in heart disease. That's partly because people have stopped smoking, people are taking drugs like statins and blood pressure medications. Heart disease and also treatments have improved for heart disease. So heart disease has steadily been driving this improvement in overall health, and we're seeing that plateau. So this is really, in some ways, the long-term trend, more than what's happening with the drugs and suicides. We're seeing that flatten out, and so then these makes these other problems come to the surface much more readily. And heart disease is pretty much flattened out this year. Cancer, actually, which is the second leading cause of death, has shown some improvements, partly, again, because people aren't smoking as much, and lung cancer is becoming less of a cause of death in this country, and partly because there have been some improvements in cancer treatment as well.
Well, and I think across the board, you look at a lot of the medical advances that we've seen in this country over the last several years, you would expect the numbers to be getting better, not worse. But as you say, with drug overdoses and suicide, that is not what's happening right now. What about when you compare us to the rest of the world? Life expectancy is on the rise in other developed nations. What's wrong with the United States?
Well, it is a lot of the things we've been talking about, but I would like to add another factor into this conversation, which is obesity. As you may know, about 40% of Americans are now seriously overweight. They're obese, and many more people are just overweight. And that actually increases the risk of death from diabetes, from heart disease, certain kinds of cancer, stroke, and kidney disease. And, you know, I spoke earlier today with Bill Dietz, who's chair of the Redstone Global Center for Prevention and Wellness at George Washington University here in D.C., and he pointed out that that's really an urgent long-term issue to address here in this country. It's about, you know, but it's about more than that. It's about also creating a society where people can get good food, they can get good exercise, they have access to mental health treatment, which is still a big problem in this country, and they feel like they're part of a community. I mean, these are the so-called social determinants of health, and the U.S. is really doing poorly on that score, especially compared with countries where life expectancy is still on the rise.
Thanks, Richard, for bringing us obesity a week after Thanksgiving to be concerned about. Richard Harris, NPR science correspondent, thanks a lot.
My pleasure.